Okay, it's Wednesday morning here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and it's one of the most important days in the school year. Today we are electing our school councillors for the next school year. So this is quite a really important democratic process, and I've come to learn a lot more about it. So I've got the help of a couple of friends from Year 5. So your names, please?
Matthias. My name is Matthias.
And Jenny.
Great, we have Matthias, we have Jenny from Year 5. So we're going to be voting on later today, Matthias. We've been talking, we've had a guest in from Southwark Council.
Yeah.
And her role is to organise the elections in the borough. Now, we had like a class discussion. Can we explain to people why is it important for people to vote either at school or in general?
Because, you know, if we just have the same leader, like, it will get a little bit boring. The country will be a little bit, like, boring. So you need to change sometimes, because maybe it could be the same idea and the same and the same idea.
Yeah, so it's to get some sort of fresh ideas. Yeah. I think it's the same for the school. That's why we have our school councillors here at St. Peter's. They serve for 1 year, and they carry out some wonderful things in that year. But then maybe you want somebody, as you said, that's got some fresh ideas to come in. Yeah. Maybe try and liven things up. So, Jenny, explain to people, please, how many councillors are we electing in Year 5 today?
Just 4, because, well, we're not really allowed more than 4, because then we'll have to pick 2 of one of the 4, and then...
So is it 4, we have 4 candidates who are standing, is that right? We can vote for 4 people, and we're choosing 2. Yep, so you put your cross by 2. And do you know, Jenny, so at what age, which year group did children at St. Peter's first start voting?
You first start voting at Year 3.
Yeah, and we go all the way through up until Year 6. And then the head of the school council comes from which year group normally?
Year 6, because they're the leader of all the school council from Year 3 to Year 5. So Year 6 is the leader, and they get their red badge instead of the green ones.
So do you know, Matthias, what kind of role does the leader of the St. Peter School Council do? What does their work involve?
Their work are involved for making us a better school for us, to change some ideas. That's all.
Okay, so we've had an assembly with our very, very special guest from Southwark Council, and she was explaining a lot more about voting in the borough and how it's organised and how we try and have the same process here. And there's been some workshops as well within each class. And we're getting round to that time. We're going to have lunch very soon. And then straight after lunch, the whole actual secret ballot and the election starts. Maybe it's worth mentioning, Jenny, why is it important we have a secret ballot?
Because, like, your friends may ask you who you vote for, and you might not feel comfortable telling them. So the reason for the secret ballot is so that no one sees who you're crossing off when you want to vote for someone. So it's all a secret. So
yeah, and that's the same when you turn 18 and when you start to participate and vote in the borough as well in Southwark. Then again, we're going to have here in the school this afternoon the very same polling booth. So you go in, there's a screen either side. Your friends can't see who you're voting for, you know, and that is our right. That's very important that no one actually knows who we're voting for. But the actual vote itself, so Matthias, what qualities are we looking for in our St. Peter's school councillors, please?
We're looking for someone to help us with our friendship, because not a very friendship are happening. And we're trying to see... I love the dinner from St. Peter's, it's very good. But if we can have a little bit of a change, so like we can have a little bit in, for example, Wednesday, we can have like soup, for example. And it can have a little bit of a change.
Just some variety. Yeah, and then very, very briefly, we're a bit short on time. Are we trying to elect today the cleverest person in Year 5?
No, we're not trying to find the best person, because no one's perfect. So it could be black and white, it could be someone's...
A boy or a girl,
okay. Because it doesn't
We're a bit short here, so I have to say thank you. Matthias and Jenny,